Moving on. Discussion and possible action on retirement plan amendment by John Haas, our Chief Financial Officer. John?
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. As you all remember, you had authorized the staff to, some time back, to go out with our retirement plan. Of course, this plan was frozen back in 2007, and the objective at that point was to, the plan was under one plan document, both the defined benefit element and the defined contribution element, which was sort of an unusual structure, and you authorized us to go forward. We started with an actuaries doing some of the splitting the plan out into two plans that we then needed to move into the next phase and bring a pension attorney into that. You all authorized us to hire Lydia Martin, who's here with us today, to do that. And Lydia has now really completed the work to a great extent to amend the plan, the current plan, to remove the defined contribution portion out of the current plan, leaving it just a defined benefit plan, and then creating a new defined contribution plan. So effectively creating two plans from one plan. And then the ultimate goal is to terminate the defined contribution plan so that we can then distribute the assets out to the employees. Since the plan's frozen, it makes more sense for that to be distributed out the assets rather than the committee to continue to try to manage the employees' assets in that regard. And so we've been working toward that. As I said, we now have, Lydia has now completed the amendment that needs to be done that is here before y'all's approval, which includes the splitting and then also the authorization to file that with the IRS to get a determination letter. And then ultimately, once that is received, we can actually distribute the funds from the defined contribution plan. And we'll have a whole process for that that we'll keep you informed of with educating the employees and things like that as we get to that as to what their options are in order to preserve the tax, you know, deferred status of their monies and all that. That'll come down the line. Yes?
Just a general comment about make an application. We really want to, I know we will, but I just want to reiterate to the staff that the IRS is very backlogged. I've got personal experience in a plan requested determination letter. It's been 2 years. And that's hard on the staff when they have their money sitting there and they can't make any decisions with it. It's just going to be kind of in a, you know, a frozen status until that IRS letter comes, I presume. And we're just at the mercy of the IRS, is what our attorneys tell us. And so we just really have to do a good job explaining and communicating with our staff, because it can be very discouraging to them.
Okay.
They obviously have a defined contribution plan initiative. What percentage of their assets are represented in this, John, or anybody?
The defined contribution portion is about $2.5 million. It's actually on this.
It's about $2.4 million is what I came up with.
Yes,
around numbers.
Yes. It's a little more than 10%. It's between 10% and 15% of the total plan assets are the DC side, and the rest is the DB side.
Okay, but if you take the DC side, they have a DC side now, do they not?
Yes, they're embedded in one plan.
It's all their assets are in this side of the. They don't have anything outside of this as a 401k. Anything.
Oh no, we do. We have a 457 plan.
Okay.
The authority has a 457 plan that is an optional plan that employees can choose to participate and put in deferred compensation of that. And then there's a mat. And then there's a. The authority matches 50
right.
cents on the dollar up to a certain limit on the 457. And a large number of employees, of course, participate in that. So, yes, there's another, and that's administered by ICMA, the International
right.
City Managers Association.
Is that a larger portion of their money than this overall, or is that
In some cases, it might be. In some cases, it might be if people are doing the full 6% and have been doing the full 6% in the ICMA and they're getting the 3%
right.
match. Now, to further confuse it, part of the 3%, before we froze the plan in 2007, that 3% match actually went into this plan.
Okay.
But once we froze the plan, now the 3% match goes into ICMA. We set up another account with ICMA, so it's all with ICMA. So that's been going on for now nearly 3 years.
Do they direct that, or is it strictly?
That's all directed, yes, sir. And ICMA has a whole litany of funds that employees can go in online and do that.
Do they provide any education for the employees, or do y'all do all that?
They do. They have.
ICMA
does.
Okay.
So,
It just may take a while to get that IRS determination letter before they can.
Absolutely. And I believe, Monica, correct me if I'm wrong, but we, and Lydia, we have a clause in this that allows if for some reason we ever got to the point where we either didn't get the approval or couldn't terminate or decided not to terminate it, we can then change, the plan does allow for employee self-directed investments. Which is different. Right now,
currently, it very specifically says employees may not direct their funds.
Right. Okay. So that's the stopgap.
That's right. That's what
we in the plan, but they'll direct it in the plan until the determination of it.
So your plan within a plan.
No. Okay.
Well, actually, our plan is not to do that. Our plan is to try. We have hopes that we'll get this the determination letter soon enough that we will still terminate. We have the ability to do that, and the committee could certainly choose. I would think to direct us to.
That's a plan B. So it's
yes,
not the,
that's a plan
not the,
B.
Not the number one plan, but
correct.
It is an option later if our attorneys and everybody.
If something goes wrong, we'll be able to fall back without submitting the plan.
They can take the plan and then they can reschedule.
There's a certain amount of
schedule it in the request. Let's just go plan A and hopefully they'll get a letter out.
Right.
But it's been very slow.
Okay. So we'll certainly be following. Anyway, that is the amendment, and I will note that there's one small change to the amendment. I'll point that out when the time comes and you have more questions. I'll read the amendment for your approval. It's just a little clause that we're going to remove from.
Is she going to address the issue of the employees that we have kind of there in two worlds? We've got some employees that had elected to stay in the defined pension or the defined benefit plan. They've got some accrued benefits that would be impacted with this activity, as I remember.
We have the employees, you're talking about the transitional employees, maybe
yeah,
is what you're
yeah.
talking about, where they chose.
Yes.
Well, they have, it will be dealt with. And of course, the way that is that becomes a look back at their time of retirement
right.
to where they can determine is the...
which is the best deal for them.
Which is the best deal for them. And they can get the option of the best
Actually,
deal.
Actually, John, I think the date was the date it was frozen. Is that correct that we're using as the look back date, not the termination date? I'm not sure which one.
The way it's drafted now, it would be the termination. The
okay.
termination of the plan date, which is
November 30th.
So they determine at that point
That's
what
right.
it is.
Okay. I guess we, any other questions or comments? So we can call for the reading of the resolution.
Okay.
We ready for that?
Yeah. And let me point out that the third paragraph down there is the area where it says, I'm going to strike where it says effective October 25th, 2010. We don't need that date. Doesn't need to be in there. So I'm going to read it without that, and we'll modify the resolution for final signature accordingly. But that's just going to make that change. No other questions? Be it hereby resolved that the Retirement Committee recommends to the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority adoption of the following proposed resolution. Be it further resolved that the retirement plan for employees of Brazos River Authority be amended and restated substantially in the form attached as Exhibit A. Be it further resolved that the defined contribution plan for employees of the Brazos River Authority be established substantially in the form attached as Exhibit B. Be it further resolved that the defined contribution plan be terminated effective November 30th, 2010. And be it further resolved that applications for determination letters be submitted to the IRS requesting determinations of the tax-exempt status of both plans. And be it further resolved that following the receipt of a favorable determination letter from the IRS related to the defined contribution plan, distributions from the defined contribution plan be made to all eligible participants. And be it further resolved that the officers of the Brazos River Authority and or members of its retirement committee are hereby authorized and directed to take any actions that they deem necessary or advisable in order to implement the purposes of the foregoing resolutions and or to ensure the efficient administration and the tax-exempt status of the plans, including without limitation, making further amendments to the plans, in parentheses, for example, to adopt any amendments that the IRS may request in connection with consideration of the determination letter applications, close parentheses, and making further amendments to the trust agreement as they deem necessary or advisable based on consultations with appropriate investment consultants, in parentheses, for example, to adopt further amendments to the trust agreement to address more specifically the manner in which to invest the assets held under the defined contribution plan, pending distributions to participants following the issuance of the requested favorable determination letter, close parentheses.
Okay, I'd like to entertain a motion for this resolution. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Okay, is there a second? Second by Leroy. Okay, we're gonna call the roll vote here. Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Ward?
Yes.
Mr. Collingsworth?
Yes.
Mr. Forte?
Yes.
Mr. Wheelis?
Yes.
And should I call myself on that one?
Do no. I vote for that?
You were voting member.
Do I vote?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm a yes vote. That's it. Okay, thank you, John.